Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, welcome. For those who are joining us on Spotify, whether you're on listening on Spotify, on Amazon, wherever you are in the world, it is an honor to have Emma Reed join me from across the pond in the UK as we pause in honor of Mental Health Month. And I was drawn to Emma Reed as I met her, I would say a couple of weeks ago, as she was holding space and talking about her personal journey and allowing us to come back to thyself. And when I say that, you're absolutely going to love Emma. Let's welcome her to the show and have her introduce herself. Miss Emma Reed, welcome to Transcend with Debbie.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. This is my very first podcast, so this is quite exciting for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. That makes me so happy. Well, first and foremost, spirit is always leading us, right? And so your story was very insightful and also empowering. And as I had the opportunity and the honor to watch you flow and hold space, it was a privilege. And so I would love to share your journey, your experiences with the community, because I truly am one that believes we are here to uplift and inspire others. And you did that for me, Miss Emma.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. That's really kind. So like lots of people, I've been on a bit of a health journey. Mm-hmm. I had a very stressful job working with children with quite complex needs. Mm-hmm. And it was taking its toll and I didn't really realise. Okay. When we look at the German New Medicine model of disease, the stress phase is often numb. And that was certainly the case for me for many years. And also being an empath, doing a job where you're constantly with children who are very, very troubled, you get really, really drawn into it. And I didn't really have the tools to keep myself healthy whilst dealing with all of their issues.
Right.
So I ended up during one of my summer holidays, as we call them over here, summer vacation, during the long 6 weeks, becoming really, really poorly.
Yeah.
Facial paralysis. I couldn't walk. I was heavily pregnant at the time. Nobody really knew what was going on. They thought it was a stroke. I got rushed into hospital. Various doctors came and had a look. They didn't even really know what ward to put me on. They didn't know whether it was neurological, whether it was something to do with ear, nose and throat. They just really had no idea what was going on. And then it turned out that I had a rare condition called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which had basically messed with my vestibular system. This is why I couldn't stand up. The whole world was spinning. I couldn't talk properly. My face was paralyzed. I had very bad pain in my ear. And the medical system tried. They really tried. 3 years of vestibular rehabilitation followed. Lots of medications that really had very bad side effects for me. They kept swapping and changing. Nothing really worked. Sometimes the side effects from the medication were worse than the symptoms from the Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. So there was lots of experimenting and And they really tried. Three different hospitals, three different vestibular rehabilitation programs. Still, I was no better. I had to then retire early from my teaching job because I just, you know, I couldn't stand up and wash up, for example, that I wasn't able to do that.
Wow.
So there was no way I could carry on the job I was doing.
Right.
So I had to reluctantly retire, and I loved my job. I really, really loved it. So it was a bit of a blow to have to do that. And then I was at home with I was pregnant at the time. I had my son, all was fine. And, you know, there was a silver cloud in that I could be at home with my son. But I knew I wasn't functioning anywhere near 100% in being a mum. So I started to delve about, have a little look on the internet. And I knew I was going to have to try and solve this myself. Because by this point, the medical system had said, we just don't know what else to do with you.
Right.
Here are the drugs that we can offer. Take those and, you know, basically off you go. Good luck.
Right.
So I started to delve about. And the very first thing I found, by coincidence or not by coincidence, was a book called When the Body Says No by Dr. Gabor Maté.
Okay.
And the title of it really spoke to me because I thought, that is exactly what my body's saying. My body's saying, no, that's enough.
Right.
And it's somehow making me stop.
Right.
I didn't realize then that that was what was happening, but the title really spoke to me.
Say the title one more time, Emma.
It's called When the Body Says No.
When the body says no. The mind and the body starts to give you that insight, help.
Exactly. And that's exactly what this book was. It was a whole book by Dr. Gabor Maté, who's now, this was years ago, this was maybe 15, even more than that, years ago. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Gabor Maté maybe wasn't as well known as he is today. Mm-hmm. And I read his book and it made perfect sense. It was like somebody had not given me the answers to the symptoms, but had given me the answers as to why my body was saying no.
Right. And as you said that, you listed the high stress job,
mm-hmm.
being an empath, mm-hmm. not having the tools and the tips.
Yeah.
And I really truly believe, and I think you even said, even mothers, and when I met with you, not just mothers, but you know, all souls, we push and we have no choice to keep going in the way society is running because we have to sustain ourselves financially. So work is necessary. And on top of that, what we're putting our energy into, and this goes into you knowing energy because you learned this, we don't realize how we're blending with society and what is the energies that are being brought forward for each individual soul that we're connecting to. And because we truly are blended and blending and woven into that tapestry of the oneness, it makes me feel that you knew that, but you didn't understand. It was like, I'm in here, but I couldn't pinpoint it at that moment, is the feeling or the sense that I get with your journey, Emma.
Yes, you're spot on there, Debbie. I knew that the body would not set out to hurt me.
Right.
But I couldn't work out why these horrible symptoms that were really debilitating were there. I couldn't understand the message behind them. And when you're ill, you're so kind of stuck in it. Even the smallest of tasks was immense and took all your energy. So there wasn't really any more energy for researching and finding this stuff out.
Right.
So I knew there was an innate wisdom,
right,
but I hadn't quite worked out what it was or why this was happening.
And I think a lot of people go through this, Emma, where it becomes physical and then it becomes not only physical, because you went through physical issues. The body is now talking to you, manifesting through you physically because of the thoughts and the emotions and the stress. And then you get to that point. And I think for many of us that hold space, whether it's someone who's sick, someone who's a service, someone who's in that constant go mode, mm-hmm. it the body will then tell you you're done. And then there comes more, I will say, more of the mind now, because now your mind is being affected because you had to stop this job that you loved. Yeah. And then there's more emotions. You're pregnant. You're now having to be a mom and still work through these symptoms, because being a mom, life does not change.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got the sense too, babe. I don't mean to cut you off there, but when did you ask for help other than just the doctors? Because you obviously had help from the doctors, but now this is looking at who will help me. Is it me, Emma, or will I bring someone in else to help me?
Yeah. So really, when the doctors kind of wrote me off their books and said, right, don't know what else to do.
Yes.
I thought, okay, well, I can't stay like this. So I've got a choice here. I stay like this and I keep taking these pills that have horrible side effects.
Yeah.
And I rely on this medical model that really wasn't working for me. Or I investigate a bit deeper and I see if there's other alternatives. I've always been alternative. My mum would say I've always been a bit difficult, and I've always chosen
another route. It's your spirit, girl. I'm going to tell you something. I went through a journey where my physical body was manifesting illness, and I did. And we do go down the rabbit hole, because the doctors will either say, it's just stress, relax. Okay. Then they give you something else and they say, okay, maybe you're depressed. Okay. And then you do your medications and you do what the doctor says, you meditate, and you're still having the symptoms. So you're learning. Your spirit is saying, I'm not done. I refuse to take this, and I will take this route another way.
Absolutely.
And because you did that, I've gone through that rabbit hole, chiropractic, herbs, medicines, massage, like, let's get this out of the body. But it's truly, I could feel it from you, a fight. It's a fight to live in a new way.
Yes.
So tell me, with this book, what did it do for you?
So what it made me realize was that my body was communicating to me, and I needed to find out what it was saying. I didn't understand the language of the symptoms at that time. And I realized the more stressed I got and the more wound up I got about the situation, the more the symptoms shouted. So I, by accident or not by accident, I bumped into somebody who was an EFT practitioner. And they said, come back to my house. I had a couple of hours to wait for something, and it was raining, it was cold. They said, look, come back with me. We're doing an EFT circle. There's a group of women and we're doing some EFT. You don't need to know anything about it. And I've got cake. And the cake was a selling point for me. I thought, well, why not? She's got cake.
Right.
I really don't care what they're doing.
That's right. Every girl loves cake. Bring some cake and ice cream. I'm in. You sold me, girl.
So that was me. Along I went to this lady's house, a lovely group of young mums with babies, actually.
Yeah.
And this lady was just going through the tapping points. And EFT, or it's also known as tapping, is a beautiful blend of very sort of ancient Chinese acupuncture medicine, meridian medicine, and modern day psychology. And when you blend the two together, it's really powerful, but beautifully gentle.
Yes.
And I just sat and I just observed this lady. She took them through a little procedure, a bit like we did the other night.
Yes.
And just took them through the points and just said, think of something that's worrying you at the moment. And the energy rises up in your body, and the energy does all the work, basically.
Right.
It'll pitch up in your body somewhere, in your throat, in your stomach, in your head. You tune into it and it'll have a color or a substance for most people when they really start to listen.
Right.
And then you acknowledge that it's there.
Yes.
And you tap and you say, you know, even though I have this red ball in my stomach, when I think about the event I've got to do at the end of the week, that's okay. And we just acknowledge that emotion is energy in motion. It's incredibly important. There's no positive and negative emotions. All emotions are part of the human experience.
Right.
Sometimes we need anger, you know, for justified reasons.
Yeah.
We need to cry. We need to be happy. We need the whole spectrum. That's what they're there for.
Right.
The problem comes, and this is what I had done, the trauma had got stuck inside.
Yes.
And when the trauma gets stuck inside, it starts to get quite a big morphic field around it, quite a strong resonance.
Right.
Because the body's trying to save you, essentially. The body's trying to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And a perfect example of that happened to me just the other day. I'm not sure I mentioned it on the course where we were on the other day. I eat apples all the time. I was running late for the school run. I grabbed an apple, and as I stepped outside, it was a really hot day. We don't have many of those in England, so it was quite unusual. Went to take a bite of my apple and suddenly got this flashback of me of about age 7 biting an apple and getting stung inside my mouth by a wasp.
Oh, now, no.
And it gave me anaphylactic shock. It was, in fact, I had to check with my mum that this really happened, that I hadn't sort of imagined it. And indeed it had, a picnic. I'd bitten into an apple and got stung inside the mouth, had an anaphylactic shock. Now, I am 50. In all of those years since I was 7, I had not thought about this event until I stepped outside with an apple. And my body very cleverly said, remember last time you ate an apple outside? It was really dangerous.
Right.
And it reminded me just a split second that, you know, be careful. Right. So the body keeps hold and almost encapsulates these little memories.
I agree. And it's a frequency, right? Yeah. It's a frequency that it remembers. And this frequency is like, oh, I know this frequency. There is an alert that your body, kind of the brain goes, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Absolutely.
And so when we, and I say we, because I also have these experiences, And what I love about what you just said, was this my imagination or did this really happen? Yeah. And it's important to understand when the memory comes up, because not everyone remembers their trauma and not everybody remembers even past life experiences, if you believe. And so you took it in a very realistic approach. Yeah. Mom, what happened?
Yeah,
something went down, and that is how the body remembers.
Yeah.
And so the tapping experience, the EFT, could you show us here on what we would do on something short where we can help someone who would have experienced a memory that would have been triggering? What do you do, Emma?
Yeah, so it's really important, anyone listening in, if they're going to tap along, they need to take responsibility for their own health here, because it can trigger some people, especially if you don't know what's under the surface. So my advice would be, choose something really light. Don't choose anything really traumatic. That can be dealt with on a one-to-one, you know, at a later stage.
Yes.
So at the moment, choose something really, really small. Okay, so I'm going to choose a talk that I've got to do later on this week. Okay. And we start with the side of the hand. And this is called the side of the hand point. And as in acupuncture, all of these relate to different organs in our body as well. So we all store our trauma in different organs. Right. And we don't necessarily know where we've stored it. So when we do a round of tapping, which is what I'm going to show you now, you then know that you've tapped into all the organs in the body relating to the acupuncture pressure points.
Okay. And so on the side of the hand, where is that connected to? But in the organ of the body.
I'll have to get my list because I cannot remember them all.
I dare ask. Just know, y'all, the energy's moving. The energy is moving.
It will move about. You may burp. I may burp. Let me warn you of that now. You may yawn. There will be all sorts of signs that, you know, things are shifting. I can feel now, even though I've just started and I've not really said anything or done anything, I can feel it moving about in my body.
Here, I'm tapping the side of my hand and the side of the pinky. I am tapping as you're speaking, and I thought of something I want to work on privately in my brain, y'all.
Yes, keep it in your brain.
Keep it in your brain. Keep it privately, y'all. And what is it you want to work on? So from the hand.
Okay. And we'll just call whatever you're working on, let's just call it X.
We're going to work on the X, y'all.
Maybe we should choose a different letter.
No, I love the X. You are X out of here, bro. Those that are listening in, this is good for love.
So So as we start tapping, we just think of the thing in our mind that we've got to do. Mine's the talk, yours is X, whatever that may be. Yes. And anyone who's listening, they give it a code name. Or give it the name of the thing. And you may already start to feel it coming up in your body. You may, if you tune into your body, you might start feeling a little rumble in your tummy or something in your throat. It'd be different for everybody.
Right.
Because we all react to trauma differently. We all store it differently. We all react differently. So it's such a personal thing.
It really is.
And that's good. And the more targeted you can be, the better. Like hitting the bullseye on a dartboard, the more you can, you know, it really relates to you and your words, the quicker things clear. There are lots of scripts out there for EFT, but the scripts aren't personal to you. Although they might be helpful to help you along, they're not really hitting the mark personally.
Right. And so, I agree. I think this is why the healing journey within for self is for truly for self. And yes, there's professionals that are there that are going to take you the steps to teach you and help you, but you're truly responsible to taking that leap of faith and feeling better also. So your role is required as an addition to the other professionals that are out there. So I agree with that, Emma. And so thank you for saying that. So now we go from the finger to the head.
To the top of the head. Yeah. And where the swirl of your hair is, you have a swirl in the back of your hair. Well, I think it's called. You've got your hair up, so you might not be able to find yours, but it's on the swirl on the back of your head. And what's lovely about tapping is you can't really go wrong. Okay. So as long as you're in the right place, you're roughly in the right place, you're going to be okay. And then we might say something like, even though I have this X going on next week, and I'm feeling a bit nervous, that's okay. And then we do it in the eyebrow point here. But down a bit low, Debbie, that's it.
There we go. It's the nose, the base of the top of the nose. Tap away, even though.
Tap gently, don't need to be hard. You can do one hand or two hands. It doesn't matter. And then the side of the eye.
Girl, I wanted to smack it and get it out of here.
Yeah, some people think, but actually you can be really kind to your body and it'll still listen. In fact, it'll appreciate your kindness, I think.
So be gentle. No need to be
harsh. Side of the eye.
Okay, the side.
That's it. And then you're just acknowledging, even though I feel really nervous about this thing I've got to do next week, that's okay. It's okay to feel nerves.
Yes.
Under the eye, on the cheekbone, sort of directly below. That's it. Perfect.
Under the eyes.
Under the eye, on the prominent cheekbones, even though I have all this fear about X. I acknowledge this fear is here.
Yes.
It's all about, we don't pretend and push anything under the carpet in EFT. We have a look at it and we acknowledge that it's arrived because it's arrived for a reason.
Yes.
So we go on to be a bit more positive in the following round, but at first we acknowledge and we have a little look at why it's here. Under the nose, even though this fear has arrived and it's making me feel a bit sick, I accept that's how it is. And then under the lip, that little crease in your lip, even though I'm feeling really nervous and I feel that red burning sensation in my stomach when I think about it. That's okay. I acknowledge that it's there. And then we go to the collarbone. This is the most difficult point to find. So if you go to the tight to the bone and just go about halfway down on each side, there's a little dip. So if you just tap about halfway down, you'll be on your dip.
Mm-hmm. I got it, girl.
Yeah. Some people have dips that are very prominent. Others don't. And they're in slightly different places. But just like that, I quite like this one. And this is a link to grief and self-worth, this point here. And you just tap here. This is one I often use if I'm out and about and I need to tap if something's happened and I need to just calm down. It's like a muscle as well. The more you tap, the quicker your body will remember. And it will react to it.
Well, so
essentially what we're doing is we're talking to our vagus nerve here.
Yes.
This huge nerve that runs right from our base of our brain stem, right the way down our body into our stomach.
Yeah, I hit my belly. I was going to say, the belly is moving, girl. Yeah, the belly button is moving. Yeah.
And that's where the vagus nerve ends.
I love that.
Stomach. Yeah. And on the way down, it branches off into our heart, our lungs, you know, all the important organs in our body. So when you're getting heart palpitations, it's responsible for, you know, when we're in fight or flight, making our heart pump fast so that we can run from the tiger.
Yes.
It's just these days, the tiger is life.
Bills, it is.
Stress, work. Yes. But our mind doesn't know the difference.
Right.
When we were cavemen, that tiger meant life or death. Mm-hmm. And our prefrontal cortex actually shuts down because we don't need logical thought at that moment. Right. What we need is a heart that's pumping fast, that pumps blood around our muscles so we can run.
And I agree. I think this is all about the blood flow, right?
Yeah.
And how the blood is, you know, when we're in that fight flight mode, we pause and we're not breathing. Yeah. We're not getting oxygen into the blood, into the muscles, the tissues. And so everything is tight. And so you're really taking steps to let the energy move and go.
Absolutely. And this is exactly what tapping's doing. This point here on your wrist, it is moving the energy for us. It's processing the energy.
Yeah.
You know, and in the side of the nail bed, just at the bottom, just a little pinch of the nail bed. So we're covering all the points.
So what you missed was the wrist. So you got it from the collarbone, you go to the wrist, y'all.
Yeah.
Tap on the wrist. And then from the wrist, you're going to go to the fingernail right after the thumb, and you're going to squeeze it and tap it. And you can also go back to now the thumb and then the finger next to the thumb. Touch the fingers, all the way. Get all that blood flow going.
All the time we're acknowledging if things are changing in our body as we're doing it, we're saying, oh, now it's in my throat. You know, that red burning feeling, it's now moved to my throat, which is what's happened for me right now. So I'm just acknowledging that back to the side of my hand. Even though it was in my stomach, it's now in my throat. And that's okay.
And how often... we went one whole round with this. How many rounds do you suggest one stay in tapping?
Yeah, so you certainly do one or two rounds acknowledging the feelings that were coming up. And each round should just take you a minute or so.
Right.
You know, five or six little taps on each point. There's no hard and fast rule, just whatever feels right. You know, it doesn't have to take any time at all. There's a couple of points I haven't shown you here. There's one on the side here as well that's to do with the spleen. And you just tap your way around. And all the time you're sort of vocalizing, even if it's internally or externally, it doesn't matter. Or even though these feelings are here, that's okay. A lot of these feelings are about protection, keeping you safe. So we're acknowledging. And then once you've acknowledged them and they're moving about a bit and they're changing, like I say, you might yawn, you might burp, all sorts of things will happen as it's moving.
Right. Your body's releasing. Color.
Your body's releasing, it's processing. Yeah.
Right. And that's what happens when we are detoxing energetically. I got a little nudge to ask you, do you see colors, Emma? Like when the body is moving, like your body awakens to when you're moving the old energy, you start to get these vibrant colors for some. And, you know, the changes in your auric field, your energy body starts to heighten in a different way maybe even in a psychic way. It can also enhance your psychic abilities, your clairvoyant. Yes. Did that happen to you?
Yes. And I do see colors a lot when I'm working, and I also ask my clients if they're seeing colors, because colors are the subconscious language of your body, and each color has a positive and negative connotation to it. So when those nerves are coming up, my color was red.
Yes, and I'm a red blanket girl. I've been working with red.
Yeah, that is fear, you know, it's fear, that red. And then as you start to release, different colours come in. So the second round, I might say something like, even though I've got this talk, I've done it before and it was okay. And I will start to bring in more affirming things to say to support what I've got to do, even though I've done it before and maybe I made a couple of mistakes, but nobody noticed.
Right.
You know, and I start to then gently bring in truths, because I've probably sold myself a story that I'm rubbish at doing this public speaking. And it's just a story that I've told myself. So I need to undo the story and I need to tell myself a new story. Right. And so the second or third round is more about a new story.
Oh, I love that.
And then more positive colors, other colors, I shouldn't say positive, negative, other colors come in that feel more positive.
No, I think it. I think the way you're taking it and the way that it works for you is where why one is taking the steps for EFT, because there is a negative response, a negative emotion, a negative thought. And so there's always a reason why one person is going to take the journey within. And that is grief. And that is heavier energies and colors. And so it's not wrong. And we want to honor that. And
absolutely. And
energy, that color, that emotion, that thought, all of that matters because it's part of your energy field.
Absolutely.
And are able to, as readers will say, because I love to do readings, right? And you have 100 people in the audience saying, pick me, pick me. Well, you have 70,000 thoughts are saying, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Pick me, pick me, pick this. And it's our job. For me, I've learned to hone in on that one message for that one person. So it's we're changing the thought, we're changing the story, and we're creating a new outcome.
Absolutely. Because lots of these stories, like Bruce Lipton with his work on epigenetics and the biology of belief, lots of these beliefs were made before we were the age of 7, when we were in that very hypnotic brainwave state, which is what we should be in at that age, because it's how we absorb the world and learn at that point in our life. But we also make stories without much reference points. And we just make stories up the best way we can with the knowledge we have at that time. And often they're not correct. Right. And those stories become beliefs and they stick with us until we're adults. And, you know, a classic one is maybe I'm not worthy or I'm not loved. And then you continue and you go through your adult life and these relationships are breaking down and you don't really understand why. And then there's this theme of I'm not worthy or I'm not lovable that you made when you were 3 in kindergarten, you know, because your friend didn't want to play with you.
Right.
Reasonable to make that assumption at 3 because that's all you've got.
And this is where we change the patterns. And as we evolve, I always say one's mind can only meet you at the perception and awareness of where they're at. Absolutely. And so as we continue to evolve, progress, and continue to take the healing steps for better, for good, then
absolutely,
we open and broaden the mind.
That is where matrix reimprinting comes in. Mm-hmm. Because the morphic field around that 3-year-old who didn't feel loved for whatever reason, that morphic field stays there as a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
And that morphic field needs releasing because the story that 3-year-old made up at the time wasn't actually reality. It was a story they concocted to try and cope at that moment with the resources they had. So matrix reimprinting involves tapping. Mm-hmm. And we go back as the adult we are today and we tap on that little 3-year-old and we tell her the true story that actually she was loved. Right. The fact that her friend didn't want to play with her was a different issue altogether and that she is very much loved by the people in her life now.
Aww.
And that morphic field just melts away often.
Right.
And that then has a knock-on effect to everything else in life.
You just reminded me of how we say energy never dies, but it changes its form.
Absolutely. And
so you are changing the form of heartache, sorrow, grief, and also stories that may have not been true.
Yeah.
And the energy moves when we look at it in a different new set of eyes.
Absolutely.
Emma, it was a privilege and an honor to have you share a little bit of your personal story and being vulnerable here to teach something that has helped you to the community. Where can people find you and what are you offering in the community at this time?
I'm not very tech savvy, so I only have an email address.
That's okay, girl.
And I have a Facebook page.
Yes, Emma Reed.
Emma Reed, yeah, they can find me there. or mrsemmareed@outlook.com if they want to contact me and ask more questions. I do lots of things. So I'm a metaconsciousness coach. So I help people understand the symptoms in their body and what's going on through the lens of German New Medicine. And I love that. And I use EFT tapping a lot to hold space for those people who are often in some serious disease. That's a big part of my work. I also do EFT in groups on a one-to-one basis, as well as matrix re-imprinting on one-to-one and group base. And I try as much as I can to give back, because I know some of these things are very expensive. Yeah. And a big part of me wants to make sure that health, if people are willing to look at an alternative view, is accessible to everyone. It's a big bugbear for me that you have to have money to access health. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. I really love your approach and how you spirit led you to the new alternative ways. And there's that silver lining, again, as you spoke of being home with your child, but you were able to take the leap of faith on other ways to hold space, not only for you, but also to share with the world. Yeah. So thank you for being a service and giving back. You guys, follow Emma Reed on Facebook and give her a follow so you don't miss out on her workshops that she does. Amazing work. Thank you, Emma, for being a guest.
Thank you, Debbie, so much. Thank you.
Most definitely.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.